It's a record-breaking year for school referendums in Wisconsin. Voters backed more than 90% of ballot questions in Tuesday's election, including all in southeastern Wisconsin. More than $2 billion in school referendum spending has been approved in 2018. The overwhelming success rate indicates that many voters are willing to pay higher property taxes for local schools. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has more.
School district leaders across the state are breathing a sigh of relief. In most cases, voters gave the green light for districts to raise property taxes. In some cases, the money will fund major building projects. Wauwatosa is an example. A $124.9 million referendum was up for voter approval to pay for four new elementary school buildings. In an October interview, school district communications director Keller Russell said the aging buildings are not accessible and are expensive to maintain.
The kids are safe. It's just a matter of, is this an ideal learning environment? And that's really what the community has to decide.
The community decided in favor of the referendum. Oak Creek, Franklin, Waukesha, Pewaukee, Greendale, and Cedarburg also approved facilities referendums. But in some cases, the ballot questions would not pay for expensive new buildings. In places like South Milwaukee and Fox Point, voters approved revenue limit referendums. That enables the school districts to raise property taxes beyond state-imposed caps. Revenue limit referendums are sometimes school districts' last resort to fund basic operating costs in place of cutting staff or programs. In an interview before the election, UW-Madison professor and education policy analyst Julie Underwood said the ballooning number of referendums spotlights flaws in Wisconsin's education funding. She said the state's efforts to keep property taxes down are forcing more school districts to go directly to voters.
School districts are going to a referendum in record numbers, because the state has squeezed them so hard that they have no choice.
State Superintendent and Governor-elect Tony Evers blamed Governor Scott Walker and the Republican-led legislature for the increasing number of school referendums. Here's Evers in his fall State of Education address.
State leaders in Madison aren't getting the job done, so the people of Wisconsin are doing it themselves.
Evers was narrowly elected governor on the same day that school referendums were approved at an unprecedented rate. But it wasn't 100%. Referendums failed in five districts. Leaders in the tiny northern Wisconsin Goodman-Armstrong Creek district found out that their revenue limit referendum was rejected by just 15 votes. The superintendent says the district may go to voters again in April. She said without a boost in property taxes, they'll have to make cuts to programs or consider consolidating with another school district. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.